Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from Opinion Research. Okay, today we're talking to people in your area about local issues and your opinions are needed.
So pretty.
This service is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Texas now?
Am I what?
Registered to vote in Texas?
Yes, I am.
Okay, now, are you, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Yeah,
Democrat.
I
would
like to be bold
enough to do something like that. All right, in this November election, which way are you more likely to vote? Vote for Kamala Harris as president, Colin Allred running against Ted Cruz for Texas Senator, or all Democrats running for other offices here in Texas? For a mix of Democrats and some Republicans candidates, if they are better.
All Democrats.
Okay, be all Democrats, right? Brendan, which of the following seven reasons the biggest motivator for you casting all your vote in the 2024 elections and vote for Democratic candidates? To stop Donald Trump and his mega followers, to fix the electric grid, to make it easier, make it more reliable, to make auto and homeowners insurance more affordable, to stop Texas extreme abortion bans, to address gun violence and mass shootings with common sense gun laws, raise the age to 21, you know, for assault weapons, and restrict guns and if they have a mental illness history. To stop Texas, show me your papers, allowing local police to stop any vehicle or person they consider suspicious, you know, and immediately report them out of the county, like out of the country, if the person does not have proof of citizenship of them. Or to support public schools by stopping the diversion of taxpayer money to private school vouchers.
Supporting the public schools.
Okay, support public schools, all right?
Yeah.
Remember, in which would be your next biggest motivator? Would that be to stop Donald Trump and his MAGA followers? To fix the electric grid to make it make it more reliable? To make auto and homeowners insurance more affordable? To stop Texas extreme abortion bans? To address gun violence and mass shootings with common sense gun laws, raise age, you know, to 21 for assault weapons, and restrict guns if you have mental illness history, or to stop stop Texas, show me your papers, allowing local police to stop any vehicle or person they consider suspicious and immediately deport them out of the country if a person does not have proof of citizenship for them.
I'm going to say it's the raising the gun where you can get guns at 21
okay.
And above.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. In your opinion, which of these five is the worst thing about Texas anti-abortion laws? No exceptions for, you know, when the life of women of a woman is at risk. Take away women's freedom to control their own bodies and health care decisions. Punishes doctors who perform a medically necessary abortion with prison. Requires forced birth for rape victims, including girls as young as 11. Or fines any family or friends $10,000 assisting a woman traveling out of the state to get a legal abortion.
The second one that you said, women's rights.
Take away women's freedom?
Yes.
Okay, all right. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purpose for this survey, what is your gender?
Female.
Okay, thank you. And could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and up? 55
to
64.
55
to 64? Yes. All right. All right, man, do you consider yourself to be either Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Spanish or Latino ancestry?
No. I've got a girl now. That's it. No.
Ma'am, we almost finished. We almost done. This is towards the end. Just a qualification purpose.
Okay.
Okay. I will.
What else?
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be African American or Black or Asian, Pacific Islander, descent, white, Caucasian, or other?
Yes.
Which one?
African American.
African American. Okay. All right, man, do you have at least one college degree that requires 4 more years to obtain?
Yes.
Okay. And, finally, can you mark yes or no if you regularly use each of the following to get news or entertainment, okay? YouTube, TV, yes or no?
No.
TV channels, MSNBC or CNN?
This is as far as me having it.
Yeah, using it. Do you use it regularly to get your news or entertainment?
What was the second one you said?
It was TV channels like MSNBC or CNN.
CNN.
Okay. What about TV streaming? Hulu, ESPN, Peacock, or Paramount?
I don't do any of those.
So, okay. What about TV channels like Fox News or OAN?
What was the second one you said?
Fox News or OAN?
Fox News.
Okay. What about Twitter, X, TikTok, or Instagram?
Excuse me. Go ahead. I'm sorry. No, you told me it was only one other question, and you have asked me 5 others since then.
Well, this is, this isn't the only thing. I think this is the last one, ma'am.
I am actually in the middle of a convention, and I need to go.
I know. Well, let me just get a couple of questions. We're done, okay?
You said one more.
TikTok or Instagram? No? Yes, no?
No.
And Facebook or Meta?
Facebook.
Okay. All right, Facebook. All right, ma'am, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation, okay?
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.